The purpose of taking insan into this world is to remember Allah Jalla Jalalu. That is why you find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every given moment is one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before entering the masjid, there to remind oneself not to become ghafil, not to become forgetful of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's why you find in every rakat of salah, a person has to read. La salata illa bi fatihati al-kitab. Every rakat of salah, there has to be surah Fatiha. And surah Fatiha starts with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise belongs to Rabbil Alameen. From here we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be praised. Allah loves that His praises are being sung, that His zikr is made in the world. So Allah made insan to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all praise, all pride, all fakhr belongs only to Allah Jalla Jalalu. The purpose of our creation to recognize that in reality we are nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum recognize the grandeur of Allah Jalla Jalalu. And in every condition they were happy with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They had no ishkal, no objection. Because of this attitude of theirs, that they were happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree and decision in every matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them. And they are happy with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This ayat of Quran, part of the ayat, what does it mean? That Allah is happy with them. And they are happy with Allah. When is Allah could have ended the ayat that I am happy with them? Allah was happy that what Allah Ta'ala made them for, they were fulfilling the purpose of life. The praise of Allah was found in their life also. وَرَضُعَنْ And they were happy with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Today we ask ourselves, we test ourselves, is Allah happy with the Ummah right now? And are we happy with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala right now? Very big question in our lives. My personal private life right now, is Allah happy with me? And am I happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This lesson, we go back to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah says Allah was happy with them. Radiallahu anhum. Allah says, I'm happy with them. What I made them for, they were fulfilling the purpose of life. The dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The efforts of deen are there to remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And I don't forget my Allah. Whether I'm in the masjid, and I'm leaving the masjid, how I leave also with my left foot, reading dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All the sunnah duas. Putting on my shoes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us even to put on the shoes and the sandals also. Put on the right foot, then the left foot. And then when a person is walking, leaving the house in the morning, how did he leave his home when he came to the masjid? Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment of his life, when he's going to relieve himself, he's going to the toilet. And they also, how he entered into the Baitul Khala, to the toilet. With the dhikr of Allah, every time the ummah is engaged in the remembrance of Allah, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for your action, there is a reaction. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَذْكُرُونِي بِإِطَاعَتِي. Allah says, they remember me with my obedience. Remember me with my obedience. Very, very important point, my dear brothers, is that we remember Allah, we make the ibadat of Allah, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah wants us to worship Him. I can worship Allah in my own style, in my own way, as I want to. So the very important point, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do I know the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The salah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, the dhikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama mentioned the highest form of dhikr, the highest form of dhikr. The highest form of dhikr, ulama explained, is to know what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is directed to me right now. What is the command of Allah right now? Highest form of dhikr, I should know at every given moment in my life what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now in my life. Then how do I fulfill the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Highest form of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sahaba ikram are doing that. Then they say, after this is Quran tilawa, tilawatul Quran. Thereafter, ulama explain the masnoon dhikrs and du'as. And then dhikrullah wa tasbih. So, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi ta'ati, by fulfilling the command of Allah, Allah says, you remember me, أذكركم, I will remember you بعنايتي. You remember me by fulfilling my commands, I will remember you with my bounties and my favors. فَتْحٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنَصْرٌ قَرِيبٌ. You want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the dhikr of Allah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the battlefield also, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of going to bed, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waking up in the morning, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah commands in Quran, Udhkurullah dhikran kathira. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Today we find the whole focus right now in dhikr of makhluk. This government can do this, this government can do that. This minister, that president can do this, he can do that. There's an amount of zor, an amount of force right now in the world, of talking of the world, makhluk and the creation. Then no one is talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person now is making dhikr of Allah, but he's thinking about the makhluk and the creation. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah said, I was happy with them, because in every given moment, waradu anhu, they were happy with the condition Allah ta'ala put them in. They were happy in every condition, how Allah ta'ala put them in that condition, they were absolutely happy. That's why I mentioned the question right now to the Ummah, is Allah happy with the Ummah right now? And are we happy with the decree and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's a question to ask every one of ourselves right now in my private life. Private life and as an ummah. That is why the ulama are saying right now, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah will not destroy this ummah as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam wa anta fihi was amongst the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has left the ummah. Thereafter Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, as long as the ummah makes istighfar, Allah will not destroy them. Now than more than ever before, we say, now we make istighfar, and we make dua, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only for ourselves, but now we make istighfar for the ummah. Allahumma ghfir li ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgive the ummah. اللهم اهدي أمة محمد يا الله give hidayah to the ummah. اللهم انصر أمة محمد يا الله help the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now we understand we belong to an ummah. I am taking your sadaqah also. إن صدقة تدفي غضب الرب. The sadaqah cools the anger of Allah. That يوم يا الله if your anger is upon the ummah, I am taking out the sadaqah to cool your anger upon the ummah, not upon myself only. Ya Allah, you become happy. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُ. Ya Allah, if right now you are angry with the ummah and you are punishing the ummah, Ya Allah, we still belong to you. They are still your slaves. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, Ya Allah, if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ya Allah, all power belongs to you, you are most wise. In these two sifat of Allah, Allah is Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. In Al-Aziz, Allah is saying complete supreme power only belongs to Allah. Al-Hakim, Allah is all-wise. Allah's power is unlimited. Allah can use His power as He wants to, as He wishes to, upon whom He wants to, where He wants to. So Allah says, my power is unlimited, but I'm also wise. I know when to unleash my power. I know where to show my power. I know who to display my power upon. But oh, the Ummah, if you want my power, in taghfir lahum, make istighfar. Make istighfar, how much dhikr and kathir in abundance. Istighfar in abundance. Now more than ever, the Ummah needs to for us to make tawbah for the Ummah. To make istighfar for the Ummah. Take a sadaqah for the Ummah. Not only for myself. Yala, this is for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ya Allah, become happy with us, and you are happy with your decree with us right now. Whatever you put us through, my Allah, we have no objection whatsoever. We're absolutely happy. If we show this temperament and this outward form of ours, Ya Allah, we're happy. We are your slaves, we belong to you, you are the master, we are the slave, Ya Allah, we're happy. How we show our happiness? With the dhikr of Allah. Istighfar, as-salawat ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and focus all this, Ya Allah, to the ummah. Send this to the ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability. That if we give a moment of our day, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah is a lot of du'as right now. And they need du'as, and they need a lot of istighfar, a lot of sadqah. Whatever sadqah we can take out in the day, the sadqah will cool the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The dhikr and istighfar will draw the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And they say as-salawat al-habib, draws a special rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us sufi to bring amal and to bring this into our lives, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.